Time for a Stain Gang podcast with Michael Meacham, head coach of the number 2-ranked Midwestern State men's soccer team, the Lone Star Conference regular season champions, hosting the LSC tournament this weekend as the number 1 seed. And I got to say, I don't think you're very surprised by any of this, because I remember talking to you back in the summer and you said our goal is to win hardware. Well, you started the collection.
Yeah, no, I mean, all the credit goes to the boys. They get out there and they put a good product for the fans and supporters and stuff like that for the university and for the program, and we've kind of been on a good run right now.
That's the biggest understatement you've made on this podcast. You've got a 15-game winning streak. You've got a plus 43 goal differential, I believe. You're one of the highest scoring teams. You're the highest scoring team in the Lone Star Conference, one of the highest scoring teams in the nation, one of the best defenses in the country. So to say you're on a little bit of a roll lately is an understatement. Do you feel the intensity picking up now that we're to the postseason?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really.
maybe it's not. Maybe that's a crazy thought on my part.
I don't really think of it any. I mean, any different.
Your preparation is not any. I mean, you're taking it as it's another game.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's different now is you're playing a team that you've already played twice and that you were fortunate enough to beat twice, and they probably don't like you very much.
But we know they don't, and we know they're a feisty bunch. Talking about Oklahoma Christian, who you played a non-conference game against and then a conference game like 10 days afterwards.
Correct.
And they got really feisty out here at Stang Park in the second meeting near the end of that match. You eliminated them from the Lone Star Conference tournament last year. So you got a team that's going to be full of piss and vinegar when they get here.
Yeah, they're highly motivated. I mean, they're wanting to get to the NCAA tournament, and they know doing that is winning the conference, and we're the next team that's ahead of them, you know. That's an art in front of them. I mean, they were fortunate enough to beat St. Mary's in 2022. And then they beat him again in 2023. So they're kind of seeing this trajectory of, you know, getting back to a final and stuff like that. And, you know, we're the team that stands in their way. But obviously we want to make another final, and we want to win another trophy and get some more silverware in the trophy cabinet in the locker room.
Did you have any expectation about that Oklahoma Christian St. Mary's match?
Just with a lot of the, like you stated a little bit with us, I mean, there's some history there and some things like that. So, I mean, I knew it was going to be a battle for sure. I think the only thing I called, speaking to the staff and guys, I was like, I think the first team to score it will win it. And that came to fruition.
What concerns you most about Oklahoma Christian?
I mean, I think they're a good team. I think we've talked about this a couple of times when we've been on the podcast, that I think Mitch does a really good job of keeping them organized and, you know, keeping the fire in the belly. Even though the results didn't go the way they did, they had a lot of injuries, you know, through the first and middle half of the season, and now they're kind of catching fire.
And that's kind of when you played them, right?
Yeah. I mean, so we haven't played them full strength. I think they're pretty close to full strength now. You know, we'll see how the chips fall.
Do you consider yourself at full strength?
Yeah, I mean, I think we finally got Gakko back. Gakko didn't play, for almost 2 months. He's back. He's played in a couple of games, got some minutes, feeling fitter and being able to get back in that process. Liam's now back. He was able to play against St. Mary's on the last play date. He's had a couple other sessions here with our little break that we've had. I mean, I think we're as close to his fitness as we can. Unfortunately, we're not going to get Tristan back. As close as we were at the very beginning is as close as we're going to get right now at the end of it.
You mentioned you've had a little bit of a break here, because I think the last time you played was
Wednesday
last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any concerns about, there's the old argument, is it rest or rust?
No, I mean, I think the boys got after it yesterday a little bit. I think, unfortunately, now with the new rule or whatever the NCAA passed here, that we can't train this day, I guess.
You can't train today. You're unable to train Tuesday because it's election day.
Yeah, something like that. Which I still don't understand why they can't train but then go to school. They shouldn't be able to go to school if they're on an election
day. It also
day,
seems so. Like you could – probably manage to go vote and practice, but
you would think you could do a lot of things.
I guess
if you can't train, you shouldn't be able to go to school. But I guess I'm on the minority of that.
But I think it's a nice gesture. I think their heart's in the right place, but maybe that should just be a 2-hour block out somewhere. I don't know.
I'm not.
But you're not the only
powers
coach.
It be have told me that we can't train. So
you're not the only
train.
Coach that is probably driven crazy by that.
It doesn't bother me. I just think it's silly, but. Other than that, I mean, you're telling me that we can't train on Tuesday, then okay, we can't train on Tuesday. I mean, I'm not going to.
Did you encourage the guys to go vote? No.
Should I do a politically correct answer or the real?
No,
answer?
I'm just curious. I mean, because that is the purpose. The purpose is for them to have the opportunity to go vote. I'm just curious if you talked to the team at all about
the
it.
Politically correct.
I'm not asking you.
We have talked about voting in the past. I will always support them in whatever decision they make.
Right.
We have not talked about it since then.
I'm not asking you to tell me I'm not asking you to tell them who to vote for, just to go vote.
Don't do that either.
Because, I mean, and the only reason I bring it up is because, yeah, the NCAA has made
this.
The only
issue is this year, there's nothing bigger than some city elections right now. If I'm not mistaken, in which
there's some propositions. So I believe a statewide propositions.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very hard for a lot of our guys to do that in certain areas when they're not so much from.
And you probably have guys that aren't even registered to vote in Wichita Falls. I'm guessing.
Correct. We only have 3 players that are registered to vote. Well, 3 total. We only have 3 people on staff that are our staff and within the program that are eligible to vote in Wichita Falls. So it doesn't really help us, but I get where they're at.
But everybody's got the same handicap, if you
correct.
If you want to refer to it as that.
Yeah.
Nobody else is working out today.
Oh no, like I said, I'm not worried one way or another.
Somehow we got derailed here. My question is about you haven't played a game, but what I wanted to bring up is you, as you pointed out just a moment, if anybody ever attended one of your practices, I think they would be surprised. Because you guys really go after it in practice. It's not.
Yeah, we talked about it before.
It's not a light walkthrough.
No. I'd rather just get them off if we're going to do a walkthrough. If we can't compete, we won't train. Just bottom line.
And yet, having said that, you also say you're at full strength. So you're kind of walking that fine line, but you're getting it done. Because it's not like you're working them so hard that they're injured.
No, I mean, knock on wood. I don't think anybody, knock on my head here. I don't think anybody's gotten hurt so much at training this year. We've had some last year and some things like that. And obviously we have 2 more days of training before Friday. So hopefully everybody's taken care of those 2 days too.
But all of that has something to do with your 15-game winning streak, I'm thinking. I think it's who we are.
I think it's what we are. We're always going to go after it any game we can. The same way 2 years ago when we played at Oklahoma Christian, we went down on a red card, and you know, we still pressed and we still went after it. And fortunately for them and unfortunately for us, we probably got caught going too far, pressing a little bit too much, down a man, and they were able to get the go-ahead goal and make it 2-1, and we lost. But we're always going to give it a go. It's not in our DNA. It's not our mentality to just sit back and.
So we shouldn't expect anything different in the Lone Star Conference tournament.
No, but you shouldn't take it from them either. I mean, they're the same way. I don't think they're a team that's going to put their best foot forward and come after us. And
do you have any anxiety about the conference tournament?
I guess it's the same as any other game. I mean, I want to win the first game and the last game. So the only way we can win the last game is if we win the next.
Got to win the first game to win the last game. That's for sure.
So. That's where we're at.
Can I ask you about the other 2 teams that are here as well? You're playing Oklahoma Christian. That's going to be the second game. The first game is going to be West Texas and Dallas Baptist at 5:00 on Friday.
Yep.
Any thoughts about that match? Would you be watching that match or?
I mean, I personally won't. I mean, I might go out there for a handful of minutes just to make sure the coaches and the teams are all taken care of and they've got everything that they need to be as successful as they can during the 90 minutes. But other than that, no, I don't. I'll watch it on.
Any thoughts about the matchup?
Well, I mean, you look at it again, Dallas Baptist is back in the semifinal for the second straight year. They won their first Lone Star Conference tournament game. What was that, last Saturday against International? So they're probably going to be riding on a little bit of a high getting back to it. Seems like a team that's really, really finding their form. here of late. I think Jess does a fantastic job with the groups he has. Then you have kind of our big rival in West Texas, you know, back in the semifinal, as the 2 seed, and I want to say they beat DBU earlier in the year.
I'm not gonna lie to you,
but I do believe that they did. I believe that West Texas won 2-0 at DBU. So I would imagine that that's going to be another good contest, and you know.
Do they play similar styles? Are they vastly different?
They're a team. They're two programs that can kind of. They kind of change a little bit from game to game. They can change their shape. They can kind of change their ideas. But a lot of their similarities are still the same at certain points of it. You know, they both want to play in transition. They both want to, you know, be on the front foot of things. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's some similarities, but they have the ability to change and to adapt to each opponent.
You're the host. You're the number one seed. Does that put any extra burden on you, on the coaching staff?
No. I mean, the only thing, like I said, just show up, you know, an hour or two before they kick off to make sure that they're all settled and they've got everything they need. And other than that, no, I wouldn't think so.
Obviously, and this goes back to when I talked to you before the season began, you've had your sights on the national championship. How important is the conference tournament in terms of winning the national championship?
I think it's just you want to go into an NCAA tournament, or you want to go into any season or any contest with a good taste in your mouth. And I think if you were happen to drop a game in the Lone Star Conference tournament, you would be going in with maybe not the best taste in your mouth.
Do you think it would affect your seeding in the tournament? Do you think there's something at risk?
Oh gosh, I didn't even thought that far ahead. I don't know. I've never talked about it. Never thought about it. I know that that's probably another generic. Everybody doesn't like that answer, but that's the truth. Like,
no, all I want from you is the truth.
Yeah,
Mitch.
No, I would love to play at home. I think that we've put a body of work together throughout the 18 games that gives us a really, really good platform to host a game. Anything more than hosting each additional game is always a bonus for us, but we would love to host as many games in the NCAA tournament as we have.
And I would think that opportunity is there for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think most importantly is the game on Friday to lead into a game on Sunday against two other really good opponents to win another trophy.
It's probably – these other teams may be more desperate than you.
Yeah, but desperate. You get an animal that's desperate in a corner, and they can kill you. So.
No, that's what I'm saying is they're going to have a certain motivation that may not be there for Midwestern State. Because they may have to win the tournament to get into the NCAA tournament.
Correct.
I don't think there's any way that you're not in the NCAA tournament.
I'd probably have to agree with you there that we've. For our first 18 games, we've done well enough to probably get a seed in the NCAA tournament. But that's not our goal, is to get a seed in the NCAA tournament. That's a step to reach our goals. So we need to make sure that we take care of business at home to be able to make sure that we're always playing at home to be and ultimately reach our goal.
In terms of the team, are you playing your best soccer here at the end of the year?
You're playing pretty well. Playing pretty well.
Do you feel like you're peaking at the right time? I guess is the way that question should be asked.
I guess we'll know that at 9:30 on Friday night. I think that we've been able to create enough chances to be able to score goals and to be dangerous in the attack. And I think that we've done well enough right now to not give away as many goals, but we've got to make sure with these teams, as desperate as they are, knowing what's stakes for them, that we can continue to create enough chances and deny them their opportunities to score goals. And then I think that we can be as successful as we want to be, but not being up for the game, not being at our best mentality wise, no one's gonna want to be at that point at the end of the game.
Let me ask it a kind of a different way.
Okay.
Are you playing better soccer now than you were when you played Oklahoma Christian at the end of September and early part of October?
Well, that is a good question. I haven't really thought of it that way. I would say that I would say we're about the same. I would say that we've been pretty steady Eddie. I think we've been up for every match that we've played in. I think we've had really, really positive reactions in the games where some things might not have gone the way we wanted to, and we were still able to find a way and still be able to kind of insert dominance in certain areas of the game at certain times. So, yeah, I mean, I think that we've always been able to react really, really well.
I mean, it's pretty much true that you came out of the gate in mid-season form. I don't know that there was any type part of the season. You had the draw against Roger State, and I know you weren't happy at the end of that match.
No.
And basically, since that point, well, you haven't lost. You've won 15 straight since then. You're unbeaten over the course of this season. But it doesn't seem like you ever had a lull in the season.
Yeah, I think that's all. I think that's all up for the boys. I mean, I think the boys have really, really kind of been mentality monsters. You know, from what we've kind of talked about, I think that they've had great mentality. I think they've had, you know, great leadership through some upperclassmen that have done really, really well. I think that anybody's been asked to step up, they've stepped up. If it's been with suspensions from red cards or yellow card accumulation or injuries or whatever, I think that everybody that we've been able to bring in has done that. Anybody that has been injured, when Liam went down, Samu and Max stepped up. When Gacko went down, Josh and Max and Derek stepped up. When Jack had his card accumulation, you know, Johan stepped up. I think everybody's done it. Danny had his card accumulation. Jimmy stepped up, or James, we call him Jimmy, stepped up. I think when anybody's rung the bell and really had to step up and play. I mean, you got Connor Lewis did the same thing. Ant had a card issue. Connor stepped up and played 90 minutes for us. I think any time that anybody's ever had to, when their number's been called, they've performed, and I think that's really, really helped us to be where we're at right now.
You're talking about card accumulation. Is there any concerns about card accumulation with regards to the LSC tournament?
I think we're good right now. I think we're good. I mean, I think everybody knows where they're at and knows what we need to do and knows that, you know, you can't give anything silly away in these times.
I guess Derek Espinel has 3.
Yeah, that's but now really... you can get to 7. I mean, with the NCAA tournament, it goes up to – you get 2 more
so games. They don't wipe the slate clean like they do in some tournaments.
Yeah, they just add them.
But you just get additional.
Yep.
So you're in pretty good shape then.
I think we're okay. I mean, we've always got some guys that you've got to watch a little bit more than others.
It's not like you've picked up a whole bunch of cards over the course of this season. It doesn't seem like.
I think our cards we pick up are stupid because they want to mouth at referees and they want to scream at other teammates. Or not teammates, but opponents. Oh. And, like, the cards we're getting are childish cards.
All avoidable.
We shouldn't even have probably half the cards that we've gotten.
Have you talked to the team about that, or is that something you just...
Yeah, they don't like the way I talk to them about that, though. They don't like that at all.
What do they like, how you would talk to them?
They like the way that I talk to them 90% of the time.
I want to be around the other 10%. That sounds like it's more fun.
I don't think anybody should be there for the 10%. I think that's just for us as a group and as a team.
Michael Meacham, it's always so much fun to talk to you because I never know what to expect.
I don't know if that's good or bad either.
No, it's good. It's great. It's fantastic. I appreciate the curveballs. Keep them coming.
All right.
And
awesome.
Let's keep doing this for a while.
Let's
keep the roll going here.
Keep on coming out for Friday night.
Yeah, be at Sang Park for the Lone Star Conference Tournament. I would encourage you to get there early. Be there at 5 o'clock. Check out West Texas and Dallas Baptist and kind of get primed for the Midwestern State game against Oklahoma Christian, which, by the way, last couple of times Oklahoma Christian's been here, really fun matches to watch.
It'd be great.
It should be really entertaining. And then Sunday afternoon, Midwestern State will be there playing for the Lone Star Conference Tournament title for a second straight year.
That's the plan.
And what it'd be 4 out of 5 if you lift it? 3 out of 4?
You would know that better than me.
In that neighborhood. Thanks to Michael Meacham. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tell your friends. So long.